Baldwin's Republican challenger Peter Theron has taught statistics and mathematics at two different UW campuses and at Beloit College. And it's knowledge of math that he says qualifies him to be a fiscal conservative if elected to Congress.
I know how to subtract. I think that's a skill that more in Washington would behoove them to learn.
And Theron says he's ready to teach people in Congress how to eliminate earmarks, wasteful spending, and unnecessary regulations. He calls himself a Reagan conservative.
I believe in a strong military and that the federal government's role really is to secure the borders, deliver the mail, and get out of the way.
On the issue of maintaining a strong military, the incumbent Tammy Baldwin has a mixed record. She's popular among veterans because she's fought to prevent cuts in their benefits, but she also has a solid record of opposing the use of military force when diplomacy is an option, a position she spoke about during a debate with Theron in Madison last week.
We cannot simply look away when we see genocide. That said, I do not believe our response has to always be a military one. We have other means as a world leader. We should use those first and foremost.
Baldwin and Theron also disagree on how to manage global warming. Theron emphasizes freeing oil companies to drill for more oil, while Baldwin calls for more government investment in renewable energy sources. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.